My earliest memory of growing up on the farm is the chickens. And oh, how I hated those things, always nipping at my heels as I helped my mother gather eggs. Now keep in mind, this was not a quaint little chicken farm for the sake of having a few eggs. We had about 2,000 at any given time, and I did not like them. Now don't go rolling your eyes as if I were some rebellious child who didn't want to help. I was only 3 when my father began his farming adventures. Now the chickens, however, were only a part of my father's dream. With barely 2 pennies to rub together, my parents successfully purchased a bit of ground where my dad began crop farming, and at the same time, always looking ahead for another opportunity. So cue in the pigs. I didn't like them either, especially as the older me would be told of early morning wake-up calls to help load and take them to market. Adventures on the farm continued as things expanded. Stories of a pet sheep, along with riding a pig, just because Dad said I could, still make me smile. But you know, looking back through my now adult eyes, I see things so differently and hopefully clearer. I see a young man, my father, full of energy and hope for the future, trying his best to succeed and provide for his family. I can vividly recall the looks of concern and lack of sleep that came when the ground was too dry or it rained too much while he waited for the crops to produce. The weight he bore was much heavier than a child would need to realize. And because he loved me, he did his best to protect me from those burdens. One day, while wrestling with feelings of fear and anxiety, he fell upon a simple verse that changed the course of his life forever. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." And speaking to his young heart, God said, "You put me first, and I will take care of you." Now, my friend, this simple truth is a promise to everyone who is in Christ. God says, "Seek me first, and I'll take care of things." This is not a health, wealth gospel. Trials come and life will hurt. But oh, what a ride it can be. Sort of reminds me of the time that Dad did put me on that pig. It started to run, and I was frightened. But my father was right there beside me, making sure he caught me if I fell. And you know, our Heavenly Father does the same. With Heart Thoughts, this is Sherry Taylor.